Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, December 7th. Today is Pearl Harbor Day, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. For those of you who, I took a couple weeks off, and Jen has left the show, and we wish her a lot of success in everything she does. It was a great year together. We have a new person joining the show, and her name is Kelsey. Welcome to the show, Kelsey.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Awesome to have you here. And for those of you who don't remember, you were here exactly a year ago.
It was
December 2014, and you were here on the show and everything, and we had a lot of fun.
You know? Was great. So yes, I couldn't believe it when you contacted me. I was so excited.
I know. It's like it was time for a new co-host, I thought, I always remembered you, you know, and I thought, and we stayed, I mean, we're friends on Facebook and stuff, so.
Right.
So it's not like I forgot about you. And I thought this would be a great opportunity for both of us, you know.
Right, I agree.
So I'm really glad you're back and we'll find out a little bit about you and everything. So,
likewise.
So we get familiar with the new addition to the show. So I mentioned September 7th being Pearl Harbor Day. And I always remember that because it was one of my anniversaries, like a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That can be a good or a bad memory. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I just always remember Pearl Harbor because I remember that day, December 7th, you know.
Right.
So it's funny, but...
Well, somebody trained you well
to remember
that day. Oh, my gosh.
And the funny thing is my memory is terrible, you know, so, you know, I don't know. But... that was the day where we were drawn into World War II, and a little unusual because we thought it was going to be Germany pulling us into the war, but this is what happened: and Japanese sank our boats, killed a lot of people, and that was the end of them. Right after that, we saw the atom bomb for the first time, and hopefully for the last time.
Yes.
Right.
I know. We don't want to see history repeat itself there.
No, not at all. And we'll talk a little bit about more about the terror and everything that's going on. It's pretty scary, huh, Kelsey?
It is so scary. You know, my family is in Texas, and my dad actually called me when he heard about it on the radio, the San Bernardino
thing?
Yes, they've now ruled it a terrorist attack, as you know.
Right.
But yes, I mean, he was very worried and asked if I was nearby. And of course, you know, it's a little far away from where I am.
I know that happened to me too.
In the corridor, but yeah. It is really, really scary. Yeah, it's horrible.
And, you know, I mean, I've been saying this for a long time that, you know, if we don't take the war there, they're going to bring it here, you know. And what is happening is, sure enough, France... London now, there was a little incident in London yesterday, and of course the San Bernardino one, and that's, I hope it's not the beginning of something big, you know, because
right.
People don't understand, they don't even need to infiltrate us from outside, you know, they don't need to send terrorists from the Middle East here, there's people here already that sympathize with them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And we're seeing it more and more every day, it's really scary, and you know, the politicians seem to really be focusing on gun laws as the problem.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
You see, that's the thing. You're from Texas, right?
I am.
You guys love your guns.
We do. We do love our guns. I'm not opposed to having stricter rules to get them, though.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a stronger background check to get a
exactly.
gun. I completely agree with that.
Right. But not do away with them altogether.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
I bet you everybody in Texas carries, right?
Yes, we do. You know, it's actually funny that you mentioned that because I was talking to my mom on the phone the other day, and she is, well, I can't say that on the radio, can I? I was going to say what she's getting somebody for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But we can't say that. But anyways, yes, we do love our guns.
Hopefully she wasn't getting a gun for them.
No, no. It wasn't a gun. But yeah, it's hilarious. My cousin actually was married to a nice guy from Scotland, and when he came over, we were at our annual Thanksgiving dance in Dehennis, Texas, and they were raffling off a gun. That was one of the one of the prizes in the raffle. And I mean, I remember he was just like perplexed by this. He hadn't, you know, from Europe, he never had experienced anything like that. So it's definitely different down where I'm from.
Yeah. No, Americans like guns. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I totally agree with you that guns obviously should not be picked up at the store like you buy lettuce or something. You know,
right.
I mean, the thing is, you do want to do background checks and everything. And, you know, maybe that can reduce the chance of people going crazy. But what people don't understand is a criminal will get the gun no matter how, you know. It doesn't matter.
Well,
they don't have to buy it legally, you know. They're criminal.
I mean, when have criminals ever followed the law?
Right.
That is what is perplexing to me about this argument. I do agree that there should be stricter laws. Why not? You know,
right.
I mean, we don't want them
in the hands of irresponsible
people. to just be given away like Halloween candy. But, you know, people, when they set their mind to something, especially something that they believe in, you know, it's going to happen. And so there's not a whole lot that we can do about it to that extent.
Yeah, that's true, you know. And I mean, I personally don't own a gun, and I don't think I would. But I can see how other people would want to protect themselves, you know, and because the police can't always protect you. And the way I look at it is I believe in small government. I believe in the government doing things for you that you can't do for yourself, you know.
Sure.
So I don't want them like being involved in things that they shouldn't be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if they can't protect me, then I want to be able to defend myself and my family.
You
know, and what people don't understand is, you know, people are against guns and everything, but I'd like to see what someone would do if, God forbid, they were in the park with their kids and the wife and everything, and somebody walked up to them with a gun. You know, it's like if you're not prepared, you're going to lose your family.
Yeah.
You know, possibly. So the thing is that I can see where people should have the ability to protect themselves. I don't think it increases crime. And in fact, they've done studies, you know, that crime sometimes rises when citizens don't have guns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw cartoons that they're shown to two criminals or two terrorists walking up to a house, and then they're saying, you know, with the tougher gun laws, maybe we should rethink this, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny because you have to look back at history. Look at Prohibition, for example.
Right.
People found a way to drink alcohol.
Right.
They did. And, you know, it's going to be the same thing with guns if they, you know, God forbid, want to outlaw them or something crazy.
Yeah.
Extreme like that. You know, people are going to get them. There's a black, there's going to be a black market.
Exactly.
So I don't think that's the issue. I mean, sure, stricter laws. Okay, we need to keep them out of the hands of people who have extensive records and people who can't fly. I know Obama was talking about that the other day, and I actually agree. Like, if you're on the no-fly list, you obviously should not be able to purchase a firearm.
Right.
I mean, why, how is that even, you know, an issue? So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
We do like our guns. And in Texas, it's actually kind of for more practical reasons as opposed to self-defense. I mean, we have, for example, hogs that'll be like destroying the crops or something.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. And so if it's destroying your livelihood like that and the population is just so outlandish, then it'll have to be controlled.
Right.
So, and then, you know, of course, there mountain lions, and I'm not kidding, there are.
Really?
And, yeah, and things like that.
Wow.
So,
what city are you from in Texas?
Well, I'm from a little town called Hondo, which is about 45 minutes due west of San Antonio. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a little town, huh?
It is. It is a little town, yes.
Is that like the kind of place where everybody knows everyone? Or
oh, it is.
Is it bigger than that?
Oh, it is. Really? Yes, no, everybody knows everybody. When I head back that way for the holidays or whatever, you know, we have our little local watering hole that we all go to and have a little too much fun, you know.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's funny how time changes things. I remember when I was younger, I couldn't wait to get away, and I just hated everybody knowing my business. And
yeah.
Now that I'm a little bit older, I don't mind so much. I kind of like when people know me, and I like seeing familiar faces.
Right. But if you had to live there now, you probably wouldn't like it, because you probably don't have a lot of privacy, huh? And probably like dating, you probably see the same people all the time. There's no like big selection and everything.
Right? Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, I'm picturing like a little town. I have a couple of friends that live in a little town up here in California.
Uh-huh.
And it's so weird, you know, you always go to the same bar and it's the same people and everybody knows you and all this. You couldn't get away with anything, you know?
Yeah, no. It definitely wouldn't be for me to live in. That's for sure. I mean, even when I was in Texas, I lived in Austin. I went to the University of Texas at Austin. And so I like a big city.
Yeah.
I do. But I will not turn down a little vacation to the country. That's for sure. I do enjoy that. So a little balance is always nice.
That's cool. Do you go back often?
I do.
To visit the family?
I do, actually, yes. Nice. You know, major holidays. And I have a little niece who is precious. When I was here a year ago, actually, she was not born yet, but she was about to be born. Yes.
Whoa.
She's 9 months old now. Her name's Kaylee, and she's so cute. So anytime she has a milestone in her life, which is like every month, we're like, it's Tuesday. We have to go see Kaylee.
Yeah. So obviously you have siblings if you have a niece, right?
Yes.
How many do you have?
Two sisters.
Oh, two sisters.
Yes.
So it's three sisters in the house.
Three girls. Yeah. I know. My dad had his hands full raising us. Still does, actually. Still does.
Really? It's funny how some families will have two or three of the same sex, and then they want a different one. So they keep trying, you know?
And then they just keep
end up
having
with five, six kids, you know?
I know. Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, you know, at least your father knows he's going to be taken care of, you know.
My mom
sometimes wishes she had a girl, you know, we're three boys.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, because girls are different, you know. I mean, they have more willingness to help, more compassion, things like that, you know.
Sure.
I think, you know, although we love my mom very much and we do everything for her.
Mm-hmm.
She still sometimes says, you know, it would have been nice to have a daughter or something, you know.
Right.
But then she has daughters-in-law, so she's okay.
Right.
She's okay.
She changed her mind when she had daughter-in-law. She was like, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to have any girls.
Yeah. So it's so with my family, it's a good story because my parents are growing old and they're frail. And they were living in Israel, and I finally decided, I talked everybody to them moving here, you know, because now they're really not able to take care of themselves anymore.
I mean,
you know, they walk with a cane, and they can't bend over to put on their socks and things like that. So I'm like so happy they're here, you know, because they have the help they need.
That's exciting.
Yeah, wow. I told them, I said, you know, I mean, you guys are there across the world. If now is time where things start happening, you go to the hospital, things like this. I said, what, are we going to like fly every day? You know, so I talked them into it, and now they're here, and they're like extremely happy, you know.
Good.
My
are all of the siblings it. Here?
One brother's in China.
Oh.
Yeah, probably for a limited time. I don't know how long he's going to stay there, but he works there. And then I have a brother here too, you know. So, and my parents used to be here, then they moved back to Israel. And like I said, you know, you get older, I told them, you need to be with your kids, you know, you need to be with family. You can't just be alone there because, you know, everybody there's got their own family too, you know. So,
right.
You know, at this age, you don't go to visit each other as much anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
The flying gets a little tougher.
Yeah.
That's what my mom says anyways. I don't know. It hasn't kicked it does. In me yet.
Oh, but. Yeah. It does for me. You know, I mean, I get scared when I get on a plane. And that's funny because I used to I worked on my pilot license. I was like 10 hours away from getting my license.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So I love flying and I used to love to fly and I flew my own. And I almost crashed the plane too when I was there.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah. And one time I got lost. But still, I loved it, you know. And now you get me on an airliner and I get afraid, you know. Oh, yeah. I think because it's too much in the news, you know, about those plane crashes and stuff, you know. But I think what bothers me about a plane crash is that you actually have time to think about how you're dying, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's an explosion, it's one thing. But if you're just diving down towards your death, it's a terrible death.
Hope it's, you know, a fast enough dive to where you lose consciousness or something. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Who knows? But the thing is, you don't want to think about it, but it's probably not rational either. But, hey,
it's obviously not rational.
Call me crazy.
I mean, you know, you...
You know, you can't get on roller coasters either when you get older.
You know, you take a bigger risk getting in the car every day to drive to work than you do getting on a plane.
Getting on a plane. That's right.
But, you know, it's sensationalized, and so I think that's why we think about those things.
Yeah, that's true. So you grew up in the little town, and so then you decided to go to college. What made you decide to go to Austin? Did you try for a few colleges, or was that the one you wanted?
I did. I've always done better on the second try. So I went to the university. I went to A&M actually at first, Texas A&M University.
Yeah, wow.
And College Station. I know. I went there for my freshman year of school when I was a baby, 18, and I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I just wanted more excitement. I liked the big city and I liked the hustle and bustle. And so I took.
How did you know you liked the big city? I mean, you grew up in a small town, you know. Did you go to the city sometimes?
I did, and I would just get bored.
Really?
Yeah, I would just get bored.
Yeah.
And so then I took a little time off and eventually ended up transferring to the University of Texas at Austin. And I loved Austin.
Yeah.
So my younger sister, Brooke, is actually there getting her business degree at McCombs.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So.
And what did you major in?
I was a broadcast journalism major.
Really?
Yes. Wow, so cool. I worked in television.
Uh-huh. And that's cool. So so you took broadcast journalism in school. What did you think you were going to do with it? I mean, you wanted to be in television, obviously.
I did. I did. I wasn't quite sure. Yeah. I actually just had fun in college. And I was like, oh.
I know. It's like when you go to college young, you still don't know what the hell you want to do with it.
Right. Stuff. And I just thought, oh, you know, I'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
I'll worry about it when I graduate. And it's funny. I mean, I still am not sure. It's always something new every day, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't know I wanted to be an actress and move to L.A., really, right off the bat. But when I graduated, I worked for KCWX, which is the CW affiliate in Austin, for a little while. I loved it. But I started looking around at job openings, and as a starting reporter, the places you're going to get hired are just really small markets.
Right.
And I didn't think I was going to be quite patient enough to sit that one out until I made it to a bigger market.
Right.
So I just decided to move to LA with no plan whatsoever and just kind of see where the chips fell.
Was that right after college then?
It was about 6 months after.
Okay, so it was pretty soon right after that you decided that's it.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Getting out of here.
Pretty soon.
Had you been to LA before that?
I flew out and visited maybe 2 weeks before I drove out and moved. So,
oh, okay.
Not really, yeah.
Yeah, but at least you knew what you were moving to, right? I mean, you checked it out first.
I did. I flew out and I stayed in Marina Del Rey, actually.
Oh, wow.
I know, at the Jamaica Inn. I'll never forget. It was so fun. And, of course, I had a blast. And there's, like, that little community. And I was like, oh, LA is so fun. You know, and then you move here and the newness kind of wears off.
Yeah, right?
And the excitement and the glamour. It's kind of not exactly what, you know.
I know. And you realize it's harder to connect here with people too, right?
It that? Is, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, I mean, we developed a bad rap and stuff. But the thing is that people are very much involved with themselves here, you know, because many people come here to create a career in entertainment, which is a very hard thing to do. So what people do is they focus on that all the time, and you know, and plus it's spread out here, so you don't walk, you don't run into people, you don't meet people on the street like you do in like New York or San Francisco, things right. like that. You know, it's right. easier to visit people. Also here, it's kind of hard. So I think all these things together kind of put a distance between people. You know,
yeah.
I mean, did you find that it's harder than to make friends here than it is in Texas?
Oh, most definitely, and I think my career choice is one of the reasons that it's more difficult, because I don't see the same people on a regular basis like you would if you worked at an office or
that's true
anywhere, right? Because I'm an actress, so I have right. a different job mostly every day. You know, for example, like I work on a telenovela now called Piel Salvaje, which is really fun, and I do the English dubbing.
Really?
Of the Spanish version, so I get to go into the studio every week and record that. So for example, a long-term job where I get to see the same people. But, you know, as you know, that's very rare in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one. I'll get to see you every day. But
it's nice that you have something regular you can do.
It is. But that is rare. And then also, like I tell people, it's just kind of the nature of the beast in L.A. And I feel like it's probably the same in New York as well. I've never lived there, but you know, people who come to New York and LA and these major cities are people who are fearless and have big dreams, and they're hustlers and they want to make it. And those kind of people are out for themselves, you know. Right. I mean, that's your goal. You're all about the dream and the job, you know.
Right.
So you're not really typically worried about family and all of that stuff, or starting one, for example, when you first come to the big city. So.
Right. Yeah. No, definitely. You know, and you want to focus on your career first before you start a family or anything. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So, I mean, did you consider any other place other than LA, or that was the place, right?
Well, I kind of thought about New York, actually, but
really?
I'm very, very glad that didn't happen, because I don't think I would have liked it. It's really funny, because I've been a lot of places, but oddly, I've never been to New York, which is really bizarre. It's on my to-do list. I need to go.
Yeah, you definitely do.
A little vacation.
And try to go during the holidays, too. That's the best time ever.
I've heard. But yeah. I did think about New York. But, you know, I research, like, the weather and the transportation. I like my car.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I like kind of being in control of where I go, when I go. And
right.
I didn't want to do the subway thing. And I'm kind of glad that I chose LA. Really glad, actually, because I went to Europe recently. And, oh, my gosh, I sooner would cut off my right arm than get on the subway.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I hated it.
Yeah. I know. It's like you really start appreciating America when you go somewhere else, right?
Oh, that is so true. Even the Wi-Fi situation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to live?
I know. It's very inconvenient when you travel abroad. Even Europe, you know. I mean, there's nothing like the United States, I'm telling you. I enjoy traveling a lot. I've been to many places, but I'm always happy to come back here, you know?
Likewise.
Because, yeah, we have this liberty. We have this freedom where you can live your life peacefully. Nobody bothers you. You know, the government is not on your case all the time. And other places are not like that at all. And it's hard for Americans to comprehend that, but it's very true, you know, where some places you don't have the freedom to do what you want.
Right.
You know. So where did you go? Where did you travel to?
I went to France, actually, Paris.
Did you really?
Yes. I went with my mom and my little sister, Brooke, and my cousin, Sarah. We went to Paris for about a week. And then we took the underground, the fast train from Paris to London.
To London.
Yes.
That cross-channel thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes,
what
yes.
did they call it? Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, I forget the name of it, but it was really cool. It was, you know, you go to a train station and travel, and yeah, it was great. And then we were in London for 4 days. So I have to say, I actually much preferred London to Paris.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah, I love London. I haven't been to Paris in a long time since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I have been to London more recently, and I agree with you. I love London.
You know, Paris is really romanticized, and so maybe my idea of it fell short of the actual reality. But, I mean, it was nice, but it was just a little dirtier. And I don't know. I liked London. But the thing with London is you would have to be pretty much a multimillionaire to live nice there, I feel like.
It really is expensive.
Really expensive.
So Paris was not as expensive, did you feel?
I'm sure it was. Yeah. I don't know. I just, my cousin went to college over there. She went to Trinity Dublin in Ireland. So she had friends. And so we went to some of their flats and got more of a cultural experience, I think, in London, because we didn't know anybody in Paris.
Right.
So we really got to get a taste for the, you know, quality of life and everything. And it would cost a lot to live over there, definitely.
Yeah, it would. It would. And but that's the thing about Europe, and that's why I like traveling there. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of culture, you know. All the things you study about in history and art and things like this, you actually get to see them, you know, whether it's cathedrals or, you know, churches, museums, things like that, you know. So
it was amazing. I didn't realize how much history there is over there and how new America is. That is what was so flabbergasting to me. Because we don't have any of those, you know, we're such a new country.
Yeah, we are.
And you go over there and there's just so much history and it's gorgeous. And
right.
That part of it I really enjoyed.
Exactly. So for tourism, Europe is definitely the place to go. But if you like liberty and freedom and stuff, and convenience and comfort, then this is where you should live. And obviously, I'm not the only one who thinks that, because this is where everybody comes for, to. Everybody moves to America. Everybody comes to Hollywood and L.A. and stuff, because this is where life is. You know, this is where the good life.
Yeah, I won't argue with you there.
Yeah. So that's very cool. And, and I know London, in fact, and it's always so crowded, too, you know, so when I was talking to people there, they say, yeah, you don't live in the city, you know, you live in the suburbs.
Right.
So so it's cool. And the English people are nice. In France, you probably have language issues and things like that.
Oh, right? That was, you know, maybe that kind of influenced my, my experience
they
or my opinion.
To speak English, you know. They,
oh, my gosh. It was so funny. And, you know, it's a little bit ironic because in LA, the people aren't quite as friendly even as where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know, everybody smiles and says hello and everything. Right. But France, Paris kind of takes it to a whole nother level. They definitely don't really small talk too much, which is just a cultural thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know, but it was a shock to me.
Yeah.
It's like, why doesn't anybody like us over here? They're not talking to us. But they were actually really, really great people. So.
Yeah, they're nice. You know, it's just that they're very proud of their culture. So they won't speak English. Even their president won't speak English when he meets with other leaders. They insist on speaking French.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I understand that. But at the same time, you know, you got to be worldly, too, you know. And English has become an international language, the language of the internet. So, you know, but so that's why, you know, when you go to London and you're an American, you feel a little more comfortable there.
Exactly. The language barrier is not a problem anymore. So that was really nice as well.
And British people love Americans too, you know.
They do. Yeah. they do. And we love them.
Yeah. There sure is a large British community here in L.A. You know, I'm sure maybe a million or maybe more. I don't know. But there's definitely a lot of British people here.
There's a lot of everybody in L.A.
That's true, right?
It's insane. I was listening to the radio, actually, the other day. And they said that I believe it was over 50% of households in L.A. do not speak English as a first language.
Really?
How insane is that? I couldn't believe it. But, you know, when I started thinking about it, I thought, gosh, that is one of the reasons why I really like L.A.
Yeah, yeah, it's so diverse, right?
It is so diverse.
Yeah, you meet a lot of different people.
Yes.
Different food.
Well, that is actually interesting because prior to going to college, I had never even had sushi before.
Really?
How sheltered is that? I know. And so to come here, I mean, there is really the authentic.
Right. And there's sushi every quarter,
kind of
right?
food. Yeah, there's Thai food, there's Indian food, and it's good. You know, it's not bad. So yes, that part I love about LA.
Yeah, I know, but I don't get the sushi craze here. I mean, on every corner there's a sushi bar.
You don't like sushi?
Or restaurant? No, I do. Uh-huh. In fact, I wouldn't even touch it for many years, but then I tried it and I liked it. You know, so no, I do eat it, but I'm just saying that it's amazing how many places there are. You know, and people love it. You know, it's sort of like it was a trend, but it's lasted a long time.
Right,
so it's become part of our culture.
I know. I think what was supposed to be a fad is kind of here to stay.
Yeah, I know.
They are on every corner. Yeah, I have my favorite sushi place, Yamato. It is. It's in Westwood. It's like really affordable, and it's just delicious. So I've become a
really?
Fan.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, I actually crave it from time to time, which is when you know that that you're a true sushi lover.
Yeah. There's a place here called Katsuya. I guess they have...
Oh, I've been there.
They have several locations. Have you been to the one here in Studio City?
Not Studio City, no. Okay. I've been to the one in Brentwood.
In Brentwood, right. And that one is nice, too. It's very fancy, though.
I know.
So they're owned by different people, I guess. So the one in Studio City is not as fancy, but the food is amazing. And I'm sure the one in Brentwood is, too. The funny thing is, when I went to the one in Brentwood, I had not been eating sushi yet, so I took some other things while the people I was with were having sushi.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so I don't know what the sushi is like there, but it's funny. And, we've got several sushi places that I like to go here in the valley.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, you know. What other kinds of food do you like?
Oh my gosh, I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Really?
When it comes
you'll eat
to food.
Anything, right?
Yes. I do.
Seafood? You like seafood?
I love seafood. Uh-huh. The only thing that I love food, but the only thing I've come into contact with recently that I'm not a huge fan of is Korean barbecue.
Really?
I'm not a big fan of it. No, and it's so funny because one of my best friends here in LA, Jennifer, she loves Korean barbecue and always wants to go. I don't go. I like the actual meat part, but it's just like the sides that are not appealing to me.
Really?
I can't eat them. I don't like them. But, any other kind of Asian food I really like.
Yeah. I know. There's anything you want here in this town, you know.
I know. It can be dangerous, actually.
Yeah.
It's like eating is like a recreational thing, you know. It's like, let's go to dinner. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know, and that's what people do here. Sometimes you wonder, when do they ever work?
It's funny you say that, because when my mom and sister came to visit about a year or two ago, and she said the same thing. I remember we were at a restaurant off of Sunset, eating, because the weather is so gorgeous, as you know, so a lot of people eat outside. And, you know, I remember my mom asking me, like, do people ever work here? Because there's just, you know, it seems like they're always lounging or eating.
Right.
And I said, yeah, you know, they do. It's just some people have different hours and, non-traditional jobs. So.
Right. Exactly. Most people are not, you know, they don't have official jobs here.
Right.
Not most people. Many people don't.
Right. Many people don't.
Yeah.
That's true.
So they just sort of like go to Starbucks in the middle of the day or do whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. So how many years have you lived here already?
Oh my gosh. I'm coming up on my third year.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe it.
So it's home now for you.
It is. Yeah. I do like it. Home will always be home in Texas. But yes.
But you don't feel like a foreigner here anymore.
Oh,
like
no.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like a newcomer or something.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm definitely acclimated to the city, and I know it pretty well, actually. I've impressed myself recently with how well I know my way around town. It's so big.
Whoa.
But I'm learning after 3 years. It sinks in, I guess. So, I feel at home, definitely, and good friends, and... getting lots of fun, cool jobs, so I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the way things are going.
Great. Did you know anybody when you moved here?
No one. Yes, some people call me brave. I would argue that I'm insane for just moving out on a whim.
But a lot of people do that, you know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's something about LA that people just feel they have to come here, whether they've been here or not, you know.
I know, and I don't think anybody actually thought I would do it until I had my car all packed up and, was headed down down the freeway. But I did. And, you know, my thinking at the time was, oh, I'm really young. Like, I don't have anything. Like, why not? You know, yeah. That was kind of my philosophy. So it was a good move, good choice. Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah.
For you. You've been able to make friends since then.
And I have. Yeah. You know, I came out and it took me a couple of days to drive. And then I found an apartment, stayed in a hotel for a couple of days until I found one. Yeah. Paid entirely too much money in West Hollywood, California than I should have. But I didn't know anything, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know anything. So I thought, oh, everything's just expensive here. But no, that was a little much. So, I moved quickly once I discovered that, but yeah, it's been a really good ride so far.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I can see how you'd be attracted to West Hollywood. That's where all the action is for young people and stuff.
It's funny. It's kind of like where everybody moves.
Right. Exactly. But it's crowded. It's hard to find parking, right?
Things you know, like if that. I had to do it again, I might do like North Hollywood area,
really,
or something.
Out
yeah.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. I don't know. West Hollywood's good,
yeah.
You know, but I don't know. There are lots of really good neighborhoods in L.A.
Right, and you don't have to live there in order to enjoy it. You know, you can just go out to that area if you want to.
Right.
But it's very expensive for very small places, you know.
Oh, I know.
And old places, they're not really new.
So, right, yeah. Right. Oh, exactly. And, you know, not renovated most of them aren't, and so
yeah, no air conditioning, no nothing, you know?
Oh no, that was like one of my right? Air conditioning and a bathtub are my two priorities when it comes to finding a place. So yeah. I made sure I had air conditioning. I have friends who are like, oh, it's fine, the temperature is, you know, pretty mild here all the time.
And, right. Never gets hot.
And I just thought, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they're calling me in the summer wanting to come over. And I'm like, I told you. Shouldn't have gotten the apartment with no air conditioning. You are crazy.
So they want to come to you.
Of course.
To enjoy the air.
Of course.
Whoa.
You know, you have to have air conditioning and heating. I mean, that's just like.
You really do. But in the older buildings, they didn't have them, you know, and especially in the city, like. People don't understand. We're like right now, we're in the valley here.
Right.
This is the San Fernando Valley, and it gets very hot here. In the city, it doesn't get as hot.
Right.
And as you move west towards Santa Monica and stuff, it's even less hot because you're getting closer to the ocean.
Right. The ocean is cool. Yeah. You get that
breeze. So all that corridor between Santa Monica and downtown is all the places that they don't get that hot. So they never had the need to do this, but. But come on, you know, when it's 90 degrees, 100 degrees outside.
I know.
You can't live like that.
Yeah, I would feel sorry for my friends and their air conditioning, so we would all come over and have a party in my cool place. But yeah, it's a necessity. It boggles my mind that people even consider places with no modern amenities.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, I guess if you fall in love with something, then
yeah, that's true.
What do?
Yeah.
Get a big fan, I guess.
So I'm wondering how your family ended up in the small town. Is this where your parents grew up too?
They did.
They
yeah,
did.
Yeah, long history.
So they probably like high school sweethearts or something, right?
You know, they're not actually.
They probably at least knew each other.
They did know right? each other. I joke that my mom's a cougar because my dad's a couple years younger than her. But yes, they did. They both went to Hondo High School just like me. And they didn't get together, though, until, like, after college. So my mom went to Texas State, which was Southwest Texas at the time. And then my dad went to a private school called St. Mary's University. And, yeah, my mom is a teacher. And so, like, she was teaching. And my dad was, you know, starting his business career. And then they got together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So it's not like they moved to a small town. That's
no,
where they're from.
No. They grew up there. My dad's parents lived there and, you know, my mom's. And so.
Yeah. So all the family's there.
Yeah. We go back a few generations. So, yeah. Deep history in Hondo.
Yeah. Now, both your sisters, do they both still live in Texas?
They do.
Okay.
They do, yes.
So you're the one that decided, hey, I'm moving west.
I know. I'm always kind of in the black sheep. My my older sister, Juliana, and her husband, Sam, and our queen, Kaylee, the little cutie, they live in Lytle. So that's a small town kind of by San Antonio area. And then Brooke is going to school in Austin.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So everybody's right there.
Yeah. Very cool. I've never been to Texas. I've known a couple people. I've had friends from Texas and stuff, like from Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Paris,
sure.
Texas, you know. And those are smaller towns, you know. Those are smaller towns, but Texas is big.
Oh, I can't believe you've never been. You
no,
definitely
I gotta
should
go. I gotta go. Well, wait a minute. No, I've been to Austin. I totally forgot. I've been to Austin because I went to a convention there. It was NAB, actually, the Broadcasters Convention. I just can't remember, maybe 5-6 years ago or something. So I enjoyed Austin. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
But because I guess I would like to go to Dallas or Houston, some
sure.
of the bigger places. But yeah, San Antonio would be interesting too.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, I'm a little partial to San Antonio and Austin, so
yeah.
I think that you'd be let down by yeah. going to Dallas and Houston.
Probably,
now.
Right? Just
but,
big cities.
But they're nice. They're nice. I prefer Dallas to Houston, to
really?
Be honest.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. But there are good parts of Houston.
But Austin is a cool town, huh?
It's
cool
great.
Cool college there's, town.
Yeah, there's something special yeah. about it for sure. And it's funny because I actually went back there for the first time since I graduated,
uh-huh.
and which has been a few years ago. And I like to think it was yesterday, but it's not. And it, you know, to me, it was just the same. Everybody said, you know, oh, it's going to feel different. And I mean, it does because, yeah. you know, your friends aren't there from school and everything. But it felt the same
yeah.
to me. A lot of it felt the same. So it was a good feeling to revisit that. I hope to go back again soon.
Yeah. Very cool. So so what do you do these days? You act? You take like different gigs and stuff, right? That's
yes.
usually how it is in entertainment.
I know.
You try to catch as much as you can and stuff.
Exactly. You cast the net out and see
right.
what you can fish in. But
yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'm primarily a commercial actress, but I do film as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, that's been keeping me pretty busy here
that's
lately.
That's nice. Not everybody can say that. You
yes,
know?
And then I also am a fitness personality for a company called Gymra.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the COO of that company as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. So
is it something you helped start?
A YouTube channel and a big website that's coming soon. Well, actually, it is up. It's not coming soon. It is up. But it's super innovative and has a ton of, like, state-of-the-art features. So we think it's going to be big. We're really excited
really?
About it. Yeah.
Have
and
you launched it yet? I mean,
we have launched it. Okay. And our YouTube channel has about 292,000 subscribers. So we have a pretty decent
wow.
subscriber base. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a really fun job because we get to go to, you know, really pretty locations and film
really?
Fitness videos.
Wow.
And, you know, we do high intensity cardio and then like yoga, which I'm really into. I love yoga.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I
so
do.
You're into fitness too. Have you always been like that?
No. I definitely have not always been like that. No. But I found when I started, you know, working out, it just kind of calms the mind and gets your endorphins going and kind of gives you a little bit of a brighter outlook on life.
It does.
And not to mention, you know, making your skin glow and all of the health benefits of it.
Right.
It has lots of mental benefits as well and emotional.
Yeah.
So I took a liking to it and then started working with the company. And so then it kind of just evolved.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah.
So do you want to promote it? What is the name of the company?
It's called Gymra. Yes. It's
Gymra?
Like, it's like Gym Rat without
uh-huh.
the T. So
okay.
www.gymra.com.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
we understand the gym, but how does a Gymra come about?
Well, basically Gym Rat was taken.
Okay.
So we were just looking for something that rolled off the tongue nicely. And people would associate with working out. So
yeah.
we thought Gymra. Yeah. And it just kind of stuck. So
great.
Yeah.
So the company provides what? Like videos and things like that? Or do you do other things as well?
They do that. But, you know, we're not just a streaming company, which is what most online fitness companies are.
Right.
We, you can design your own program. And we have a bunch of like really, really expertly designed programs on the website. You can choose to focus on your core or upper body, lower body, total body, HIIT, bodybuilding. We have all of those kinds of programs, right? So you pick what you want to focus on, and we have a program for you. And they're designed by, like, the best trainers in LA. So it's something that, you know, you would pay, like, $70 an hour for if you were actually going to this person.
Yeah.
But we bring it to you in video format for only $4.99 a month.
Whoa.
So, yeah, so it's really, really affordable. Anybody can afford it.
Yeah.
Our slogan is that fitness is not a privilege, it's a right. Okay. So we think everybody should be able to get fit and get healthy, and that you shouldn't have to be rich or, you know, be able to afford the best trainer or anything like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I need to get back into working out. I've been, like, sitting on my ass for a long time, you know.
I know. But everybody does. I'm guilty of it as well, yeah. I have to tell you. I woke up this morning with every intention of going to the gym.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got busy with emails, and it just didn't happen.
It's easy not to go, huh?
It is. And,
yeah.
You know.
But the nice thing about exercising, and, you know, I mean, I have exercised before in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I remember that it does give you a lot of energy, that's for sure. And once you get used to it, you actually feel worse when you don't go.
Yeah,
you know? So,
I know.
Yeah, so it totally makes sense for you to work out. And if you don't like the gym, like I don't like the gym, you know, so, but I should start working out at home or something, you know, but
exactly.
Do something.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I can feel how my legs, you know, are not in shape, you know, they're not as strong and stuff because we sit around all day on our asses. So I think that's
right.
Twice as important to work out because we don't do a lot of physical activity in our lives.
Right. That's so true. And especially in my business, being an actress, you know, I have to be in shape and
yeah.
kind of be at the top of my game. So there are lots of benefits to it. And I was fighting it for a while.
Really?
I was. I thought, oh, I don't, you know, why work out? I don't need to work out. But finally I gave in and then, you know, kind of built a career out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I'm glad I did. It was a good choice.
Awesome. So people can see you in the videos and stuff, right? What's the website?
It's www.gymra.com. And then we also have a YouTube channel. We have a pretty large social media presence, internet presence. So if you go to YouTube, you can just search Gymra Fitness, and or just Gymra, actually, and it'll come right up.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, Gymra, there's not another one like that, so it'll come right up. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's the only one out there.
Yeah, and you got a one-name domain. That's pretty cool, too, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, very cool. We're just about the end of the show, and we never get to the news. I just closed the I just closed the browser, maybe because I don't want to hear about the news. I mean, it
right.
all sounds horrible, you know.
Subconsciously, you're ready to put the news away. I know.
Yeah. But then, nevertheless, I seek it out all the time. So I read the newspaper, where not many people read newspapers anymore. Read that every day. You know, magazines online and stuff. I just like to be, it's not that I like to be, it's almost like I feel I have to know this stuff, you know.
Right.
If not, I feel lost.
Likewise.
Sometimes on the weekend, I won't catch the news for a day or two. And I'm like, wow, what's going on? You know, I feel totally lost.
I get like that too.
Yeah.
I like to know what's going on in the
yeah.
world. For a while, when I first moved into the new place, we didn't have Time Warner Cable. And so, you know, I wasn't watching CNN, wasn't watching the news.
Right.
And, oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
I just always felt like I was missing out on something. And
I know.
So it's important to
yeah.
stay up on current events and know what's going on.
It really is, you know, especially now before the elections and everything. People need to understand what's going on.
Oh, I know. That's a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
We can save that to another day.
Yes, that will be next show.
Well,
next.
Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me. You're definitely a lot of fun. Very interesting woman.
Huh.
And And that's it. So we'll thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.